Broadcasting Network. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about the reality of the economy. And, of course, the corporate media will say, you know, last month we created 500,000 jobs. The part they don't tell you is how many jobs were lost. And U.S. companies are laying off employees at the fastest rate since the financial crisis. Some are over the trade issues brought about by the tariffs, others not able to keep up with the competition. And what's been rather noticeable as we go to the stores is normally during the holiday shopping season, they hire up a lot of additional staff so that customers coming in immediately get help. Not so much this year. You really have to look to find somebody to ask where thus and such a product is here. Apparently, Performance Bicycle is closing 102 stores. Now, over in Denmark, there is a company, ISSAS. It's a corporate cleaning industry company with a global outreach. And they're now pulling out of 13 countries, and they're letting go of 100,000 people. Now, there's another phenomenon that's showing up here, and I guess you'd have to say this was inevitable. But apparently, far more people are filing for disability benefits than would normally be the case. And what they think is happening is people who've lost their jobs and they can't find work, they're trying to get on disability. And so the numbers are artificially high. People got to eat. I find it very hard to criticize this here. American credit card debt is at an all-time high as interest rates continue to rise. See, that's the downside of the Federal Reserve rate hike. Every mortgage, every loan, every credit card that is variable rate, that's tied to that prime rate, their interest rates go up. And we've been saying for years now, knowing that this economic crisis was coming, get those credit cards paid down. Right now, the average American family has about $7,000 in revolving debt. And as the interest rates rise, so will the monthly payments to service those debts, putting the squeeze on. Article over at Investment Watch blog asking the question, why is Obamacare enrollment down? Is this a trick question? It's expensive. There are better alternatives. People don't like it. And it isn't mandatory anymore. Over in China, they've announced the discovery of a huge deposit of silver with an estimated reserve of at least 1,500 tons. Now, China is already one of the world's largest silver-producing countries, and apparently geologists discovered this in Henan province. It's part of what's called the Zhongke deposit area that boasts 280,000 tons of lead, 320,000 tons of zinc. So, good for China. Down in Venezuela, their inflation has hit 1,300,000%. They're in Zimbabwe territory now. Oh, we have a caller on the line. Okay. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, but Mike, you know, the pickle that the whole world's in, it's got so much debt and those interest rates, they can't, if they go back to zero, inflation's going to come up. So it's like they're screwed. We're screwed. Look at France. They're broke. Britain, the whole of Europe is just broke. You can't, I mean, they're moving one chair on the Titanic with another chair on the Titanic. You know, I mean, they're running out of just things to try to fix. It's unfixable. You know, I mean,
of course it's unfixable. That's always been the problem with private central banking. And the people who set up the private central banks knew it all along. But that was going to be somebody else's problem down the road. When you have a private central bank, and right now there are only three nations left on Earth who don't have private central banks, the debt will grow faster than the money supply, which means no matter how hard you work, no matter how much you sacrifice, you can never pay the debt off. It makes you a slave to those bankers. And the debt just simply grows and grows and grows until it absorbs all of the wealth of the working people, which is exactly how the bankers want it.
And then Trump knows that, because remember he came out with that statement a couple of days ago saying, I ain't going to be here when, you know, when everything explodes. I think he might be here when it explodes. Cause,
I think that could very well be the case here. And of course, the Democrats would love that. If the economy unwinds, they're going to blame Trump for it, even though what's wrong with our economy goes back multiple administrations.
Hey, Mike, did you see what Pompeo said about Russia flying halfway around the world to Venezuela? They said, what a waste of money. I'm like, what the hell are we doing? We're flying all around the world. We got all these bases around the world. We don't even charge Saudi Arabia for the fuel they use in bombing people over there.
Yemen, yeah. I mean, what a ridiculous thing for him to say.
And those two dictatorships, you know, like, we're not a dictatorship here, or France is not a dictatorship. I mean, like you said, they're rolling out this special vehicle. I mean, it's a mess in France. You just see today that student protest.
Yes.
A high school student. I mean, everybody, but I'm waiting for the grandmother protest to start against Macron. You know, because everybody else.
I think they're already out there. I saw a lot of pensioners in those protest videos.
And Mike, you know what pissed them off the most? When he did that increase of the fuel price the week before, didn't he give the rich a tax break? Yeah, that's going on here, and also in Britain and everywhere in the Western world. It's the same playbook. You know, that's why I was against Trump's tax cut. Didn't help the regular people. And did you notice he's not going to get that the little people tax cut through now? You know that, right? That ain't coming.
Yeah. No, the Democrats will make sure it goes down in the House.
Yeah, I mean, do you think he's like a one-term president now? I mean,
no question. Yeah. He does not have a snowball's chance in the dark regions in 2020. I don't know why the corporate media and the Democrats are working so hard, to bring him down. He's self-destructing. He's turned his back on the very people who put him into that office. He's not supporting the independent media. He's simply dropped the ball on vaccine safety. He's dropped the ball on making sure our election system is honest. It's sometimes like he just doesn't really care. He just loves being up there and being the president.
Well, did you see him in the White House today with Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer? Like, they were kind of getting into a little argument over the wall and border funding and this or that, and he's like, oh, I need another $5 billion. Where are you going to get the $5 billion? The country's broke. Where is that coming out of? The Pentagon? You know, I mean, I don't. He said that all this part of the wall is either been built or. Did you see any walls being, like, I didn't see anything really being built. Did you see any satellite photos? Anybody have any satellite photos? You know, of walls being built?
I don't know that the wall would necessarily show up on satellite photos. Unless they zoomed in real close. But I haven't seen any photos of the wall being built, and the illegals are still pouring into the country.
And then, Mike, real quick, remember the satellite photos of Ukraine, all the tanks lined up? Well,
yes.
That base, I believe that base is 11 miles away from the eastern part of Ukraine, and there's no 1,000 tanks at that. If you saw the satellite photo, now, I don't even know if those tanks are real in the satellite photo. They could have been added there. But that base is also a base that upgrades armor for existing tanks and optics and stuff. So there might be, like, maybe 100 tanks in that photo, but there ain't no thousand tanks if you look at the photo. If anybody can count the turrets, but like I said, how do you know those rows of tanks weren't added to the photo? You know what I mean? You don't.
I'm still not convinced that that photo was of the base they claim it it was. That could have been a base somewhere way off in Russia itself.
But yeah, this is coming from the same group of people that lied us to Iraq, lied to Libya. We all know the routine. All right, Mike, have a good show.
Yep. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. Now, interestingly enough, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras had a recent visit to Moscow, and apparently one topic of discussion was the extension of the Turk Stream pipeline to Europe. And this, of course, is going to make a lot of people very, very nervous. I mean, they're all working to stop Nord Stream 2. There's a lot of politics in terms of where these pipelines are going and who basically has them. I mean, the war in Afghanistan was started over a pipeline right-of-way. A pipeline right-of-way was one of the reasons they went into Syria. So this is big, big stuff. But if the Turk Stream pipeline gets extended to Europe, then that's going to weaken Ukraine, who has been sort of in a position to extort Europe to support them, because that pipeline from Russia through Ukraine has a big valve on it. All right, let's talk about what's going on in Great Britain. Things are getting very dicey down there. As you may have already heard, Theresa May has delayed the Brexit vote. It was supposed to happen today, and it's been put off. No new date for the vote has been scheduled. And she says it's basically time for her to try and renegotiate and re-engineer the deal. And she's in a mess. She's surrounded by pro-EU campaigners, staunch leavers, MPs who want to renegotiate the deal, and others who want a completely different deal. But it's mayhem. It's mayhem over there in the parliament. The newspapers are saying the chaos is complete. And Europe's media has not been kind to Theresa May after she delayed the meaningful vote on her Brexit deal and dashed to the continent in search of further concessions. So the French Daily Liberation said, it's like a long, slow agony. You know the end is near. You expect the worst. Then there's a small flicker of light before another collapse, and it always ends badly. And apparently, she said May blew her last bet, failing miserably to convince Parliament to vote for the withdrawal agreement sealed barely 2 weeks ago. Pardon me. In the Netherlands, the Volksraad wondered whether May would still be prime minister by the time the House of Commons got to vote on the deal. So it's a real mess. Now, here's where Theresa May is finding herself between the rock and the hard place. Donald Tusk is saying the European Union will not renegotiate the legal text of the Brexit deal. They want it exactly the way it is, and Theresa May's job is to ram it through Parliament one way or the other. And so they're starting to talk about a no-deal Brexit, a crash-out. And Britain right now is... They're in a crisis of self-confidence. Britain has long been divided by class, region, and race. But these divisions are masked by political and economic success. This has meant the English, as the dominant nation in Great Britain, are not good at coping with the sense of failure and a loss of self-confidence. Now, the nature of English nationalism, deeply ingrained, but so self-confident its norms were assumed by most English to be part of the natural order of things, is changing. And they're starting to... basically they're starting to lose their national identity. And a big part of that, of course, is the refugee crisis there. They're already talking about a replacement for Theresa May. And former Brexit Minister Steve Baker has renewed his call for members of parliament to submit letters of no confidence in Theresa May, saying it cannot go staggering forward any longer like this. And Theresa May's duty now is to go. And apparently more of these letters have gone in since yesterday's debacle. But somehow they're always around five letters short of 48. Now, Baker is saying there's a short list of four Brexiteers who he thinks would be good prime ministers. Esther McVeigh, Dominic Raab, David Davis, and Boris Johnson. And he called on them to decide between themselves who would be the chosen candidate. Well, I know who Boris Johnson's going to choose. Meanwhile, up in Austria, there's been another murder by a migrant. 16-year-old girl was found dead by her mother in her room. And the main suspect is a 17-year-old Afghan citizen. Anyway, apparently Polish border guards have detained and arrested a human trafficking ring near Warsaw. And this is a Vietnamese Polish gang who are suspected to have illegally transported at least 100 Vietnamese citizens to Western Europe. And apparently the illegally smuggled people were taken through Russia, Belarus, Latvia, Lithuania, and Ukraine to Poland, and from there to Germany, France, and Belgium. Actually, it sounds like a heck of a vacation. Anyway, they're expecting further arrests on that one here. Catalonia is back in the news. And apparently Spain is moving to quell the Catalonia uprising. And the rhetoric is getting up there. Catalonia on the brink of disaster. People could get killed. And they're saying they're close to a physical confrontation, another Spanish civil war. Okay. Now, getting on back to what Dustin was saying about Schumer and Pelosi and Trump, they're seriously talking about a government shutdown. Trump is saying he will not sign a new budget unless it has money for his border security. And he's out there saying he'd be proud to shut down the government for border security. Now, I caught his press conference earlier in the day, and I'm glad he is making the point that this is not just politics. It's not just immigration, New World Order. It is a medical crisis. We have all kinds of diseases that had been eradicated in this country are being brought back in. We were talking about just yesterday hepatitis spreading across the country, drug-resistant tuberculosis, all kinds of illnesses. And I'm sure the pharmaceutical companies, the medical industrial complex, they're happy as heck because their business model needs us all to be sick. So, yeah, open the borders. Bring in more of those immigrants and refugees. Get them all infected here. Now, the way I heard it, there was actually a shouting match in the Oval Office between Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Donald Trump. Apparently, at one point, they called him a Pinocchio, which I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean, unless it's you're lying. Wouldn't it be easier to say you're lying? All righty, we're coming up here on a commercial break. When we come on back, there has been a new development. I sort of been staying away from Sandy Hook because it's gone into history, but Wolfgang Halbig has come up with something big. We will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And again, if you would like to help RBN, and let's be honest, it's the holiday season here, you know, and RBN has their little stocking out. Put a little something in there. The postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number to make a credit card or debit card donation or to pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. And don't forget, we're coming to the end of the year, and that Front Sight Firearms deal is going to expire. So you probably want to move on that one. All right, so we're talking about Sandy Hook Elementary School, and a lot of people have been very suspicious about this from the beginning. And apparently, the official story is that the students from Sandy Hook Elementary School relocated to an empty school in neighboring Monroe, Connecticut, Chalk Hill Middle School at 375 Fan Hill Road until a new Sandy Hook elementary school was built with $50 million from the state of Connecticut as a result of the supposed massacre. It turns out, and Wolfgang Halbig has the documentation, is that the students of Sandy Hook Elementary School had already been moved to Chalk Hill months before the alleged massacre. He's now documented that that school was actually inactive when that whole thing went down. And that explains a lot of things people noticed, like its seriously dilapidated condition, the fact that it looked like some of the classrooms are being used for storage, damaged safety railings, which would not be allowed for an active school, and the fact that computer records show that the internet feed into that school had basically gone quiet months before the shooting. So good for Wolfgang. Scored on that one. So let's talk about Jeff Epstein. Talk about a guy who just got away with it all. Yes, he did a little jail time here. But apparently the victims of Jeff Epstein are pressing a federal judge to finally take action on their motion to throw out the controversial plea agreement that gave Epstein immunity from federal prosecution. And lawyers for Epstein's victims filed a request in the Southern District of Florida asking Judge Kenneth Mara to either make a decision or set a date for a hearing on a motion to vacate the deal. And that request, which many legal experts consider a long shot, has been awaiting his ruling for more than a year. Now, Jeff Epstein was given what victims consider one of the most lenient plea deals for a serial sex offender in history. He faced a possible life sentence for molesting dozens, possibly hundreds, of underage girls at his Palm Beach mansion from 2001 to 2006. And he basically walked away with a wrist slap. And then he went on out in the Caribbean and he built a whole new place. And who knows what's going on down there. The real scandal there is how many luminaries from around the world, including Bill Clinton and part of the royal family, were down there as well, and what they were doing. And, of course, you would have to be an idiot to go into either the Palm Beach house or the island and engage in that sort of thing. You just know it's going to be wired with cameras and microphones, that maybe the reason Epstein got that plea deal. He's got the goods on a lot of people. Blackmail is a tool of statecraft. There's nothing new about that. You can read it throughout the history books. You know, having a chip in the big game, as they like to say. Okay, so let's talk about what's going on over in the world of social media. Twitter is now openly purging regular conservatives, and they're just apparently going down the list. And when Twitter and big tech companies started banning fringy right-wing characters, nobody objected. Now they're just going into the regular mainstream conservatives. And, you know, it became that camel's nose under the tent. Once people went along with saying ban the fringies, then you can't complain when we start banning, you know, others. I think back to that article we talked about yesterday. Silicon Valley is supposed to be about technology. Now they're the morality police. Apparently, Twitter is also enforcing Israeli military censorship. And this is coming from the Electronic Intifada. And they were forced by Twitter to delete a tweet linking to a story that was subject to Israeli military censorship. Now, Facebook has become notorious for enforcing censorship on behalf of Israel. This is a new thing for Twitter. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, not too long ago, the CEO of Google testified before the House Judiciary Committee about how Google collects and filters data. And according to the transcript, apparently he went in there and stressed that Google continues to work with the government to keep the U.S. safe and secure, but says our mission is to protect your privacy, which we all know what a joke that is. And he says, protecting the privacy and security of our users has long been an essential part of our mission. Now, I noticed they were talking about privacy and didn't quite really get into the issue of political bias in the search algorithms. And I would have liked to have seen a little bit more about that. And of course, they're all denying there's political bias. They're just saying, well, you know, we're still tweaking the algorithms. But there is a clear anti-conservative bias in all of these systems out there. Now, here's an interesting little story. Apparently, Google employees considered banning Breitbart from Google AdSense on, and you'll love this, moral grounds, which would have stopped it from taking in advertising revenues. Somebody leaked out the emails And apparently employees expressed concern in February of 2017 about hate speech and fake news appearing on Breitbart. And they basically said, let's squash its revenue by blocking it from AdSense. Now, AdSense dominates the digital advertising market, and they're weaponizing it. What they want to do is deprive websites they don't agree with of a revenue stream. And that's just another form of censorship. Now, Democratic Representative Nadler has come on out saying Google is a kind, big-hearted company that can censor anyone they choose to. This from the same Democrats who were screaming that a baker had absolutely no right to refuse to make a gay wedding cake, which shows you how inconsistent Democratic thinkers can be. The phone company is not allowed to censor phone calls. And I think the FCC erred, probably intentionally, in the way it classified social media in order to avoid that restriction, that equal access to information. But it doesn't really matter because people are moving to the alternative platforms. They're starting to rely more and more on email. I mean, I haven't used social media since the beginning of the year, and it doesn't seem to be hitting me at all. My readership is going up. My audience is going up. Now then, if you are an Android user, apparently that has now become the most popular operating system for hackers, cyber criminals, even more so than Windows. And they're just going after it. Now, I've been asking for a long time, why is nobody doing anything? And I got my answer finally, and it's a bit of a shocker, because apparently in the United States, Great Britain, and for that matter, the European Union as a whole, they do not recognize production of malware as being a crime. Now, according to the deputy director of Russia's National Coordination Center for Computer Incidents, Nikolai Murashov, said, as a matter of fact, no bans exist on the production of such malware, whatever country one may look at. U.S., British, and EU representatives at international forums devoted to international information security firmly oppose the adoption of any recommendations for criminalizing such activity. Now, I wonder why that would be. Does that tell us who the cyber criminals are? We already know that here in the real world, the government is looting the population through civil forfeiture and the police. What if the governments themselves are behind this epidemic of cybercrime as a way of plundering us even further? That's the only possible reason that they could firmly oppose criminalizing malware. If they just wanted to say, well, we don't have the time and resources, that's one thing. But these three representatives of these three countries, the EU, basically got up at these forums saying they firmly oppose the adoption to criminalize such activity. And Murashov recalled that according to experts, 1 in 8 software vulnerabilities was critical or highly dangerous. The cost such vulnerabilities are fraught with rest heavily upon our shoulders. In most cases, the manufacturers are not responsible for the reliability and safety of their products. Now, it just occurs to me there may be one more reason why the U.S., Britain, and EU do not want to criminalize malware and cybercrime, because they want people to stop using their portable electronic devices and go back to watching TV. That one's a bit of a reach. I think my first theory is probably the most likely. Anyway, Again, Nikolai Murashov is saying that the technical data available proves that the West's Russia hacking conspiracy theories don't hold water. And he says it's very obvious that Western propagandists are ratcheting up, feeding the public the theory that the Russian Federation is behind the majority of attacks and our country meddles in the political process of other countries influencing elections. But reliable technical data that can be analyzed by experts never confirms the accusations. We know that's certainly true in the case of the DNC email leak, because the metadata on those files showed it couldn't have been taken off over the internet. It was copied too fast. It was copied onto a flash drive and walked out of the building, probably by Seth Rich. Paul Craig Roberts is out there saying that truth and free speech are being taken away from us. It says free speech and the ability to speak the truth are being shut down. It is happening with the complicity of the print and the TV media, the liberals, the U.S. Department of Justice, the law schools and bar associations, Congress, and the federal judiciary. This attack on Julian Assange is the arrow aimed at the heart of the ability to publish the truth. If a journalist can be indicted for espionage for publishing leaked documents that a corrupt government has classified in order to conceal its crimes, the First Amendment is dead. That is really what is at issue here. Now, the claim is that the government was harmed by the WikiLeaks publishing the truth. Basically, it's saying truth is now harmful to the government, and that tells you a lot about what's going on in our country today. And this will get extended. They'll include the publication of any information, even if it's unclassified, the government regards as harmful. And the corporate media goes back to its job as the Ministry of Propaganda. Speaking of propaganda, you no doubt will see in the corporate newspapers op-eds very often appearing under the byline of well-known people. It turns out that they, like scientific research papers on the latest medication, may not be what they seem to be. Apparently, there is a company, Keybridge Communications, and was founded by a former writer for the Wall Street Journal, and it specializes in writing and placing op-eds. They have some of the country's most influential trade groups and global corporations as clients. They place 3,000 op-eds per year. For a mere $5,000, Keybridge offers these services. They write a 500 to 800-word op-ed. Then they place it in one or more newspapers around the country. That guarantees reaching at least 50,000 readers. It's all bought and paid for. That's pretty sleazy. Pretty sleazy indeed. Okay. All right, so looking at the trade war with China, everyone's talking about steel, aluminum, soybeans, iPhones, crude oil, cheap Chinese gadgets. But apparently a very little regarded area of concern has to do with chips, chip making. And apparently Xi Jinping was visiting a chip plant in the city of Wuhan, and he made this interesting remark: no matter how big a person is, he or she can never be strong without a sound and strong heart, which was his way of saying that China's ability to manufacture chips is a major part of their economy. And he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. So China has ambitions to be a leader in next generation technology, including artificial intelligence, which rests on whether or not it can design and manufacture cutting edge chips. And apparently Xi Jinping has pledged at least $150 billion with a B to build up China's chip manufacturing capacity. And according to Financial Times, China's plan has alarmed the United States, and chips or semiconductors have now become the central battlefield in the trade war between the two countries. Now, I've often talked about how we have allowed manufacturing to leave this country, and one of the areas in which we did that definitely was chip manufacturing. Even though the United States invented the integrated circuit chip as part of the Apollo Moon program. But the corporations that acquired that technology from NASA as part of the technological fallout briefly ran chip factories in this country, and there's still a few of them, but most of them simply licensed the chips and the technology to other countries, including China and Japan. And they have surged way, way ahead as a result. When Seymour Cray was designing the last generation of supercomputers for his company, he didn't even go to the American chip makers. He went right to Japan and said, I need you to produce these chips for my machine. Okay. This is just getting silly out here. Okay, LaGuardia High School is doing a production of The Sound of Music, which, as you know, is the story of Austria's von Trapp family that flees Austria during the Third Reich. Well, an article in the New York Daily News is reporting that concern that Nazi imagery might be upsetting to certain people. The school administrators ordered the production to take out anything with a Nazi symbol. And this LaGuardia High School is a school for music arts and performing arts. And the night before opening night, Principal Lisa Mars demanded that props with Nazi iconography be removed from costumes and set design. That is just... that's really going too far. I mean, the Nazis were a reality, okay? And fleeing the Nazis is central to the story. Who are the von Trapps supposed to be running from? Amazing. Okay, there's a new term of craft out there in the world of right to keep and bear arms, and it's called the gun quacks. And what it is a growing body of doctors who are joining the call that all guns should be banned because they cause violence. Well, guns do not cause violence. You put a gun down somewhere, it'll just stay there. It doesn't move at all. Doesn't leap up and start shooting people. These are the same doctors who, of course, are pushing these SSRI and other prescription antidepressant drugs that have been linked to nearly every mass shooting. But they want to go on selling those drugs because that's where they're making their money. Well, if there are mass shootings, we're not going to stop selling the drugs that cause the violence. We'll just join in the call to ban all guns. That will not solve the problem, because if there are no guns, people whose brains have melted down on these medications will simply use something else, a baseball bat, a hammer, a knife, a car. They're scapegoating guns and gun owners because they're selling a product that is itself very, very dangerous. Meanwhile, over in Baltimore, they're having to spend $1.4 million to replace the police department guns that apparently have a problem with accidentally misfiring or not firing at all. And so the county has awarded a no-bid contract to replace more than 2,000 FNS-40 pistols used by its police officers with Glocks. Glocks are good. We all know that. Here is my question. didn't the police department like do their due diligence? That sidearm is one of the most important pieces of the police officer's kit. And you need to know it's going to work when you want it to work and not go off when you don't want it to go off. And apparently somebody somewhere went with these very low-cost FNS-40 pistols, and they didn't find out until after the fact that there were a problem with them. That's just silly. Isn't it funny? The people who want to grab the guns know the least about them. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And there's been a new development in the Huawei case here. Apparently, a former Canadian diplomat, Michael Kovrig, has been detained in China without explanation. Prime Minister Trudeau is basically saying they're on top of this thing. They take it very seriously. And a statement from Global Affairs Canada said because of Canada's Privacy Act, no other information can be disclosed. Chinese officials have not given an official explanation for Kovrig's arrest, but the suspicion is it's a retaliation for the arrest of the Huawei CFO. Now, on the other side of China here, they've succeeded in launching their space probe to the far side of the moon. And apparently they had a Long March 3B rocket carrying the Chang'e 4 lunar probe, and it's scheduled to land on the moon and begin conducting experiments and survey work by the end of this month. And the various experiments, six of which are Chinese, include analyzing minerals and measuring radiation. And, of course, they have a relay satellite so that they can communicate with this from here. On Earth. Okay, Russia has delivered three more of their RD-180 space rocket engines to the United States for the use on the U.S. Atlas launch vehicles. And it's kind of interesting with all of this hostility and tension going on that they're still doing this. But again, the United States has forgotten how to make these rocket engines. I understand over the last year there have been a couple of startups trying to build new rocket engines. They're not doing very well. Probably because the engineers who knew how to build the rocket engines left the United States when all of that stuff got shut down. And they went to countries where their skills were needed. The way Wernher von Braun came to the United States after the Nazis got shut down. So interesting here. Okay. The Russians recently launched a Soyuz mission to the ISS. It was to replace the one that had a malfunction a month or so ago. And apparently they're using this mission to test a brand new telemetry system called the Astra 06, and it's on board as additional telemetric equipment, and apparently it's the flight test, and it was measuring quickly changing parameters. Basically, it looks like it's simply got a higher bandwidth and more data being collected and sent. And after the tests are over and the performance is confirmed, the new system is expected to be used aboard future spaceships. And, we've got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
People write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle